Are we really blaming Africa for Omicron? Or are we simply not in the mood to take risks? There's a couple of questions for you. Everyone from the South African president down, you might have noticed, is lashing out at the world as they see as treating the country unfairly. And yet, even in their response, you can smell the politics at play. Cyril Ramaphosa, he blames Britain at the moment for kicking off the travel restrictions. But was it really Britain or was it Israel? Israel locked its entire country. And now, of course, Japan's done exactly the same thing. All Boris did was simply restrict a few flights and tell people to wear a mask. Bit of a difference. Scientists have come to Africa's rescue by pointing out this is what you get with vaccine inequity. But is it inequity or is it resistance? Is South Africa's poor rate because they can't get stock or because they don't want it when it arrives? And really, would you not be reacting to this no matter where it started? I mean, this is a world that is basically over COVID. It's been locked down, it's been re-locked down, it's been damaged and battered for the best part of 2 years now, and there is genuine light at the end of the tunnel. I mean, the doors are open, the shopping is being done, business is being transacted, economies are climbing back out of their holes, families are being reunited, Christmas looks prosperous, and along comes Omicron. And I think it's fair to say it could have come out of Africa or England or New York or Paris or Sydney, and we'd all be reacting the same way. And in that reaction is a clue as well. We barely know anything of it, and yet look at us. There is a pall of doom over millions already, and it's entirely possible, one, it could prove to be little of anything, or two, the vaccines have it covered anyway. And yet, how edgy are we? We will, in fact, as far as I can see, be fine. The vaccine, at worst, will be tweaked, at best, not changed at all. The virus, at worst, is a mild transmissible variant, the likes of which you would expect to see, at best, the same as Lambda or any of the others that have come and vanished because it couldn't stamp Delta. The whiff of panic is a sad indictment on our mental state. The finger pointing is a sad indictment on our desire to lay blame in the absence of fact. While we wait for the vaccine makers to, you know, do their stuff, how about we check ourselves and grow up a bit?